We're going to skip now to Kina Lamed Vav. This is the first of the final Tzion Kinos, the most famous of them, authored by Rabbi Yehuda Halevi. We know of all the Rishonim, Yehuda Halevi was perhaps the most articulate lover of Tzion, Libi Bamizrach, Ani Basof HaMa'arav. We know how in his writings, in his poetry, not only in this Kina, but in others, he expressed so beautifully his love of Eretz Yisrael. In previous years, we've quoted selections from his Sefer Kuzari, where he speaks about the importance of Eretz Yisrael. And there's even the famous legend, which I'm not exactly sure if it's considered historically true or not. I'll leave that to the historians and to the scholars. But there is certainly a legend that he actually finally made it to Eretz Yisrael. But when he got there, he was so overwhelmed with emotion, he bent down on the ground to kiss the ground. And exactly at that moment, an Arab was riding by on his horse, stomped him, and he died there on the spot. If it's true, it makes his story even more poignant. And if it's not true, he was still a tremendous Ohev Eretz Yisrael and Chovev Tzion. I think for all of us who are here together now, and even those who are watching at home and those who will watch later, what strikes me most about this is that Rabbi Yehuda Halevi, in this Kina in particular, represents the connection to Eretz Yisrael by someone who wasn't born in Eretz Yisrael, the longing to be near Eretz Yisrael. And that is something that all of us who were not necessarily native-born Israelis can hopefully, either we can already identify with, or hopefully we can aspire to. Just this past Shabbos in my shul, not connected to this Kina or Yehuda Halevi, connected to something in the Parsha, but I spoke about the importance of making Eretz Yisrael an essential part of you. It's not enough to just live here, and it's certainly not enough to just every now and then visit. But Eretz Yisrael, the land of Israel, has to be an essential component of who we are. It has to be part of our kishkes. We have to be, in our most profound way, a ben or a bas Eretz Yisrael. That's how we have to identify with who we are. And if we live here but don't identify that way, we're missing something. And if even if for whatever reason we can't live here, but if we feel that, then that's already a huge, huge madrega, because that attitude, that approach, that connection to Eretz Yisrael is really a significant part of a Jew's obligation towards the land of Israel. There are many such sources or examples that beautifully express this idea, but briefly I wanted to share with you one which I think has really always touched me from the moment I first became aware of it a number of years ago, and I think it really is so beautiful, and it's so incredibly and movingly expresses this idea. And that is the famed Israeli author Shai Agnon. And he was awarded the Nobel Prize for Literature in 1966. He was part of the whole, of course, ceremony, and the legend has it, I don't know if this part's 100% accurate, but the legend has it, that when the King of Sweden, Gustav VI, asked him where he was born, Agnon replied, "Your Majesty, like all Jews, I come from Jerusalem." Now, of course, he wasn't actually born in Yerushalayim, and whether he said that or not, again, that I'm not 100% sure of, but I am sure of what was his acceptance speech. We have recordings of it. You can listen to it online. We have the text that you can find online in Hebrew, and maybe even it's even been translated into English, I'm not sure, but definitely in Hebrew you can find it, of Shai Agnon's acceptance speech for his Nobel Prize in front of the king and all the other dignitaries. And he says very powerfully this exact point. He makes this point about his identity, even where he was born, in a deep an emotional sense. And he says as follows, I'll read a few lines from Hebrew. Mitoch katastrofa historit shehichriv Titus melech Romi et Yerushalayim v'gila Yisrael me'artzo v'gola Yisrael me'artzo v'gola, excuse me. Because of a historical catastrophe, an accident of history as it were, when the Roman Emperor Titus, when he destroys Yerushalayim, because of that, the Jewish people were exiled from their land. And because of that, mitoch this katastrophe historit, noladeti ani ba'achat mi'arei ha'gola. I was born in one of the cities of the diaspora. But here he says powerfully, aval b'chol eit, even when I was in the diaspora, even where I was born, b'chol eit tamid domeh hayiti alai k'mi shenolad b'Yerushalayim. I've always felt as if my true birthplace was Yerushalayim. Bechalon bechazon laila reiti et atzmi omed im achai haleviim bebeit hamikdash. In my dreams, I would see myself standing with my fellow leviim in the Beis Hamikdash. Kasher shar kashani Shar imahem shirei David Amelach Yisrael ne'im ne'imot shkele lo shema kol ozen miyom shacharva irenu v'halach ima v'gola. I would imagine myself with my fellow brother Levim singing the songs the ne'ims mirot of David Hamelech, songs that have never been sung so beautifully in the Beis HaMikdash, songs that haven't been heard since we've been in the Beis HaMikdash, since we were sent into the Gola. Later on, he mentions so powerfully, perhaps he suggests, Kedei lefayes oti, al shenatlu mimeni l'shir bapeh, since because of the Romans, because of the Churban, I was deprived of the ability to sing with my mouth, natnu li la'asot shirim b'chtav. Maybe that's why, so to speak, Hashem gave me the power, if I can't sing with my mouth, then to write beautiful literature, to beautiful songs with my pen and in writing. And this is just one example, but I think it's such a powerful and beautiful example from such an important personality, such as Shai Agnon, who's willing not only among his fellow Jews, and that would be important in a chiddush enough, but even in the outside world, even among non-Jews, even among the King of Sweden, even at his Nobel Prize acceptance ceremony, to identify himself not as someone who happens to live in Israel, but someone who felt that he was always a Ben Eretz Yisrael, someone who was born in Yerushalayim. And this is a tremendous machayev for all of us, especially those of us who are living in Israel. So some of us, we feel like, oh, we did it, we made it, we did Aliyah, we've done our part. And the truth is that that's a mistake. I mean, it's important to live in Israel. It's a big schus if you can do it, but it's not necessarily enough. And it also doesn't exempt the people who may have very legitimate reasons for not living here. Because it's not just about where you live, it's about an attitude. An attitude, a self-identity. Do you feel Eretz Yisrael in your kishkas? That is something that we are all called on to do. That is something that Yehuda HaLevi, perhaps more than any other in history, truly felt. And that's what this kina is trying to express.